At the Head Start on Santa Fe's west side, children under five interact with their teachers and aides in a curriculum that prepares them for elementary school. But because of funding cuts of 5.25% this year, the nonprofit that runs 12 Head Start centers in Santa Fe County is being forced to shut down several programs, including one in Chimayo and one on the campus of the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. Michelle Quintana is the manager of Children's Programs for Presbyterian Medical Services, which has had to drop 80 low-income families from Head Start across the state due to budget cuts of $711,000.
You know, Head Start and Early Head Start is so much more than just education. It really is a comprehensive program that helps the family in a whole bunch of different ways. And to know that we're going to be able to serve less families who really, really need it during these economic times is heartbreaking.
Besides learning through activities like junior basketball and dance, storytelling, and touching plants and animals, kids receive screening for hearing, vision, and learning disabilities before they start school. Quintana says a teacher and an educational assistant face layoffs in Santa Fe County, and dozens of others across the state will take furloughs for up to 2 weeks. Presbyterian Medical Services will cut the number of kids they serve from 1,500 to 1,420, with a budget of $13.5 million. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez in Santa Fe.